Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 15, which is called as Navigating the Digital Age and also focusing on evolving management perspectives. Management perspectives throughout the subject, we have seen in different avenues how it has grown, right from chapter number 1, which focused on nature of management, growing gradually all the way to the previous chapter, which is called as decision making. Now we are entering into the era where we are navigating the whole subject from the digital age and also evolving with management perspectives, that is how companies will be able to go through the business dynamics in the digital age and space as well. Well, before I go ahead and tell you more about this chapter and give you more stories about how this chapter unfolds, a small example for everyone to just imagine: years ago when businesses were done, meeting customers, meeting companies and meeting stakeholders was instrumental part, wherein people would travel down from A country to a B country, do meetings over there. However, now what we have been observational in form of understanding that you may be in any part of the world, you may be from any part of the country as well, no need to have specifically management acumen being done sitting in the same place. Today, things because of digital age, growth of the eras of 5G technology and many other technological support system has made sure that companies have been navigating the business to next level as well. So the companies are progressing on a very rapid pace and they are observing how industries and markets have been growing. Well, let's dive deep into the subject and try understanding how can we navigate in digital age with regards to evolving management practices. The first part is all about evolution of modern management. Modern management focused on different aspects in the traditional era, where the management strategies has evolved, where it is transiting from traditional management era to the modern management era, where management strategies have evolved, focusing solely on increasing productivity to emphasize employee empowerment, collaboration, and innovation. Years ago, right from the eras of F.W. Taylor, also called as Frederick Winslow Taylor, and then moving from that era to Henry Fayol to, say for example, moving to the eras of probably Peter F. Drucker, then we had seen Henry Fayol and other avenues in form of how the business evolution has happened. In modern management era, we are today observing that the focus has been shifting from just focusing on productivity, instead emphasizing more on employee empowerment. Can we employ the employees? Can we empower the employees in a logical format and also collaborate with the employees or collaborate with the stakeholders and take business to the next level? With great innovation comes great powers, and with great powers comes great responsibilities. It was said in traditional times that business will evolve with new avenues in form of growth and development. That is where modern management practices in form of evolution has basically seen transiting from traditional management sphere to the modern management sphere, specifically in digital arena and digital avenues as well. Digital, when we talk about this word digital, it is instrumental for most of us not to just understand digital from the space of using digital media platforms or digital apps. But with this kind of avenue, the development has been so robust that companies are able to navigate and go through the rapid pace of roller coaster ride by utilizing these techniques and tactics more effectively and logically as well. So management strategies has evolved, which has transited from traditional management era to modern management era, in by making sure employees are not only empowered but also collaborated and bring new innovation in the business world as well. Digital has given more support system to businesses to progress logically as well. One such example has been where we have seen in today's era a brand which is called as Oyo Rooms, or probably a very famous brand called as Zomato and Swiggy, has reached to household spaces due to digital support system in the business world and has been knocking out the business to next level as well. Also, with the same thing in form of evolution has been changing nature of work. Changing nature of work has been so much impactful in the business world. That is where in traditional times how work was done, and now how work has been functional has been, there has been a lot of transformation. Automation and technology have transformed work, freeing up employees from more complex and creative tasks. So years ago, the focus was on not just producing it, but also focusing on how it has to be done. Now it is more focusing on not just how and which way it has to be done, but more creative aspects are being utilized. More effects has been given on transitioning of creating thought process with giving the outcome in form of designing activities. So complex, complicated activities are more done with the help of automation. Globalization has also influenced modern management, emphasizing flexibility and continuous learning. Many examples of companies and brands earlier, which used to spend a lot of time for doing a activity with the help of digital era and age, it has gone very, very fast. I'll just cite one example over here for everyone to understand how automation has evolved. Years ago, if a company's audit specifically of stock had to be done, going to the warehouse and checking each and every units of goods, it used to take sometimes not just days, weeks, months. Sometimes it used to take one quarter to go and check out physically how much stock it has been done. However, with the help of automation and technology, companies have been really smart because every box has got a QR code. And now with the QR code, at the back end, they could generate information, and QR code could scan for understanding which number of units are available and which number of units in stock taking is not available. Impact is the number of hours used for producing or doing that task has been now reduced to some hours, few hours, and work becomes really fastened, and it helps to grow effectively as well. So this is how the world has transited from transformation from traditional era of management to modern era of management, specifically in digital age and space as well. Let's also see the next part, which is called as the key principles. There are some key chief cardinal important principles which in digital age everyone needs to follow it, so that we are able to connect with the change in the pace at which the businesses are growing. There are 4 or 5 guiding principles in modern management. First is called as effective communication. We all know communication is the root, or you can say rather the seed, for making sure that the transaction or the flower blossoms in a very logical manner as well. Effective communication is vital for building strong relationships, maintaining transparency and aligning goals across the company. Despite of development of technology, there is no substitute to communication. Communication is going to be absolutely wonderful because of transformation of digital age. The way how the transformation from traditional modern to modern management is done, communication becomes an instrumental role. Since earlier there was a lot of gray areas to communicate, now with the help of digital age and space, that gray area of communication has been absolutely wiped off, and it is very transparent in form of how the companies deal with their customers and companies deals with their stakeholders as well. Some example to cite. As far as Amazon is concerned, if it has been able to deliver the goods to you, and probably if it is going to get delayed in delivery, or if it is going to reach you earlier, we get a tingle on the message, and automatically we realize that the goods are delivered to us in a faster and quicker mode. That is how effective communication has been able to build up an ecosystem for the business. Another aspect of a principle guiding the modern management is trust. It is very, very, very important that in business, there is hardcore or crucial faith, belief and trust in all the stakeholders. Empowering employees and encouraging initiative through trust helps business to create empires. If company has to build empire, company has to build up a legacy to take it forward. It is only possible through connecting the link of having absolute trust between both the stakeholders in logical and effective way as well. So trust will be instrumental and crucial in modern management era, because technology is an instrumental aspect. We all have seen with the help of technology also comes a lot of challenges and risk as well. Example, there is outage of power, or there is failure in the cloud computing system. At that time, the trust with the employees and effective communication will help us to navigate the business at next level. But yes, traditionally how the business was done And now how little business is done has a lot of impact and emphasis on the business world as well. Another key principle is embracing diversity and inclusion. Now, diversity is very important. Why? Because it values different perspectives and fostering creativity. Diversity means making sure that today's gender or today's business is diversified business. There has been diversity in unity. There are going to be people embracing the development of companies in a very different format as well. And everything is now getting more inclusive in nature, where be it the business, be it the customers, be it the kind of suppliers are there, everything is inclusive in form of connecting and bridging the ecosystem for helping businesses to grow rapidly and strongly as well. Well, another principle of modern management in today's era, during the space of traditional, moving from traditional to modern era, is continuous learning and development. There is absolute no substitute to learning and development. Learning is going to be continuous in nature. It is said a person should learn, unlearn, relearn, and again learn. It's a cyclical process. Fostering a culture of continuous learning to adapt and stay ahead is what the avenues of growth and development per se with regards to the digital era, digital space, and digital avenues will help us to navigate the business to next level as well. So these principles help ensuring that in today's era, how can we navigate the business at next level as well. Well, now let's move ahead to the next part, which is called as essential tools for modern management. With the development of digital age, digital space, and digital growth as well, the transformation from traditional management system to modern management system has also brought new tools and techniques. Years ago, the management tools specifically focused on some pillars, like example, be it planning and organizing, which are till date in use. However, there has been also utilization of some new avenues in form of new perspectives. One such basically tool for modern management has been technological innovations. There has been lots and lots and lots of innovations happening in technology arena. It is said, as said, like how fashion fades faster than time. Similarly, technological life cycle has been very, very quick in form of growth and development as well. Technological innovations has built up the business at next level. Some tools which are used in modern management era in technological innovations being very crucial starts with project management software, where tools like Asana and Trello enable seamless collaboration and efficient tracking of project progress. Years ago, we used to use a tool, I believe everyone remembers, few chapters ago we had seen there was a tool which was called as Gantt chart, which Henriel Gantt had produced or has been empowered or recognized with the kind of empowerment which Henriel Gantt did. However, to manually sit and do or do it on a chart was a tough time. But now we have tools which does these things more faster and more rapidly for making sure things are being instrumental in form of navigating the conceptualization as well. Similarly, we have CRM, also called as customer relationship management systems. Let me put up this question to each one of you. Yes, if you can answer Sarika and Radhika, if you can tell me what CRM assists the business into. Okay, very good, Sarika. However, like what your answer is all about, that CRM will help us to get the information. Who is doing what? Correct. CRM does not just give us information of who does what, but CRM also tells us where information is coming from and to which department it should go. Is it an information about probably finance? Is it an information about marketing? Is it an information about probably research and development? Or is it information about operations team? So to make sure CRM is appropriate in nature, platforms like Salesforce centralize customer data, providing valuable insights for tailored strategies. And so whenever companies need to navigate the business, they will go through this kind of avenues for helping them to figure out which way the business can gather not only information and data, but also provide tailored strategies as per the customer needs and wants. Probably we just want to know which caste or which, not as such caste, but which gender gave us information. Probably what is the age group which has given the information. These information becomes very, very instrumental for Salesforce team to decide how it can be helping them for taking the decisions as well. So customer relationship management absolutely plays outstanding and important, you can say, platform for growth. Then we also have another tool for management, modern management, is cloud-based solutions. Cloud-based solutions are today's era, one of the most blessings in this business world. It enhances collaboration and enables remote work in today's globalized business landscape. For example, boss has to travel down to a place in country called as Ooty for some business trip, as there is a BNI meet. However, there is also an approval required for figuring it out, that can this approval be given for a client's detailing. So years ago, we had got a mail on which we could send it across. But however, there was also a need for digital signature or probably something which is called as presence for giving a go ahead for the client. Now, this has been possible because cloud-based solutions, where data could be stored and also retrieved, what was the pricing at last time when the deal was done was been recorded, and now what is the deal, at what price and rate the deal has been recorded. So cloud-based solutions helps us to extract the details and helps us also to enable remote work in today's globalized business landscape as well. While people are also gearing up for moving out from work from home to work from office, work from home was only possible because cloud-based solutions existed. Years ago, we guys also used to utilize this cloud-based technologies very easily. Be it like, for example, many instruments in form of software, the data were stored in the cloud, and retrieving them was very easier for us to navigate as well. So these were few essential tools for management. Apart from that thing, we have two more tools. First called as virtual meeting platforms. Tools like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, then we have got WebEx, and many other tools foster effective communication and collaboration. So today's era, we have a lot of virtual meeting platforms, not necessary to meet at regular space at a particular occasion in the office and then only do deals. But today we can have virtual meeting platforms. A lot of seminars, webinars are all conducted for connecting with the customer and stakeholders and giving an outcome in effective and predominantly logical manner as well. So virtual meeting platforms has been really encouraging and growing in a larger pace as well. Apart from that thing, we have automation tools wherein streamline workflows, then enhancing productivity and free up time for critical decision-making tasks. Due to tasks being more generous in form of thought process or oriented outcome, there has been automation tools which will streamline the process in a systematic manner, and outcome can be more regressive and also more stronger in form of navigating or giving the output effectively as well. So there has been a lot of automation tools which companies have been navigating the business to take it to the next level. And these streamlined workflows enhances not only productivity, but also free up time for critical decision-making tasks. One example for automation tools like streamlined workflows is, for example, when in the business world, we belong to a company called as DMart. I'm a supplier to a company called as Avenue Supermarts DMart. Every time we are doing business, we are a supplier to DMart. How will we come to know our materials in the company's warehouse is lesser, or it has concluded, it is there, it is not there? How do we figure it out? So that is where automation tools were created, where it could measure the lowest level of limit and highest level of limit, wherein the levels of limits were set. And as soon as it hits the lowest limit, the order will trigger at the back end with the help of CRM tools, which will tell us that, okay, this is what has to be now taken up in form of assignment to navigate the business as well. So automation tools also helped the businesses in modern eras to take decisions which were instrumental in form of figuring it out how businesses could be developed and evolved with time as well. So these were a few tools which are utilized in a logical format as well for making sure companies are growing in the digital space, or probably in the modern eras of new digital avenues which has been witnessed in a larger way as well. Similarly, the next point is, or next concept is, the role of data analysis in decision making. It is said data is the new oil. If we have data, superb. If we don't have data, we will never come to know how do we take decisions. So data is a necessary oil. Now, the role of data analysis in decision making is very, 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 very crucial. Many decisions are dependent when we have data to launch the product, launch the brand, basically devise a roadmap, create a strategy, we require data. However, data, when we have lots, which data to pick and which data not to pick is very, very challenging. And that is why in today's era, data plays an instrumental role, not just collecting, but figuring it out which data is more important. So the first role and importance or role importance of data analysis and decision making is leveraging data analysis. Wherein first, like analytics software is very important. There are many, 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 many different tools available these days to navigate, which will help us to take decisions. Tools like Tableau, we have got R programming, Python, then we have got Power BI, then we have got Nime, Jupyter Notebook, Google Analytics, and many other tools that visualize complex data sets. So there are a lot of data sets which is there, which is complicated in nature. But however, these analytics software will help us to figure out what is happening and accordingly navigate the business. It also identifies the patterns and monitor key performance indicators. I'm so sure we all have experienced. It happened as such. I'll just give an example. It happened as such. I was sitting with my team and we were discussing about, let's go for a small break as a holiday to a specific spot and rejuvenate the team so that when we bounce back in form of next challenge, we will all be up for a new test in the business world. But while we were discussing which destination to zero it out, I happened to get a call. So I took up a phone and I was talking on the phone. Few of the team members also got the call. So they were all picking up the phone and talking over the phone. As we hanged up and it happened as such, we all were getting late. So we decided to take this conversation later on. While going back to the next stop where I had to go and work, it happened, I just click on a social media platform called as Instagram. As soon as I clicked, and suddenly there is happening for continuous information sharing about what destination you could go, where could you go and enjoy, which are new spots available, how exactly it is happening. The reason why being that there has been lots and lots and lots of information which these apps are connecting and collecting. Based on that, they keep suggesting us what apps are instrumental, which apps could give you answers to the required challenge and performances as well. So analytics software gather the data, monitor the key performance and then attack us. So analytics is very instrumental as that data can help marketers, not only finance domain or HR operations, all other domains of the business to take decisions what should be launched and what should not be launched. Another role of data analysis in decision making is operational optimization. With the help of data, you can operationally optimize how can we give the output. Identify inefficiencies, predict market trends and optimize operations for improved efficiency and reduced costs. The data, when you avail or when we possess, we can figure out first of all inefficiencies, where we are going wrong, what we are doing right, where we need to focus upon, how do we navigate the business. Second, predict market trends. Predict market trends as in, where do we see now new opportunities arising? Where do we see that should we focus on A type of business, B type of business? Should we not focus on that kind of thing? Operational optimization with data, we can take and accordingly suggest. Personally, I don't like color yellow, example. However, the customers with data suggested that they really like yellow color. So what do I do now? Should I continue or should I discontinue it? I need to continue because customers demand is very high for yellow color of my product. So similarly, the companies need to navigate the business effectively, for which operational optimization will be instrumental. That will tell me and help me to predict trends and also help me to improve efficiency in which area, and thereby making sure whatever areas we are not being able to perform well, reduction of cost can also be taken place accordingly as well. So these were few influential or important role of data analysis and decision making in the formulation as well.